Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
We're joined today by Jed Carlson, the CEO of AdWorks, an innovative new advertising startup revolutionizing how real estate agents and brokers do local online advertising in the United States. In addition to being the CEO of AdWorks, Jed is also the co-founder and president of Reverb Nation, the leading marketing and promotional platform for more than 3 million bands and musicians. Jed joins us today to discuss how the AdWorks platform utilizes best-of-breed technologies to help real estate professionals create cost-effective advertising to engage local clients online. Now, let's welcome Jed to the call as we join our host, Tim Harris.
Jed, first of all, Merry Christmas to all of our listeners. And Jed, thank you for being my co-host today. And listeners, again, I want to thank you, as I did yesterday, for helping us to make this the number one real estate industry broadcast, number one podcast. I really appreciate it. And we started in earnest with the idea that that would happen, that we would have 50,000 plus listeners by the end of this year. And you guys have helped us to exceed that goal. So a sincere thank you. All of you, most of you, listen to us in replay. So I want to really thank you and ask you to send the copy of the replay that we're going to be emailing to all of you, and we email to you after every radio show. Email it to and share with as many different agents as you possibly can. Help us get the word out that we are in the very beginning stages of a new real estate boom. So Jed, welcome to the show, and thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it, and congratulations on that significant milestone. 50,000 listeners, that's really something, Tim.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes it's like you have to stop and think, okay, there's 50,000 people listening to us. Let's make sure that we don't swear and we don't, you know, use bad grammar. But we threw that out the window a long time ago. They have to take us as we are because we don't edit these radio shows. So what was the inspiration for AdWorks? Where did the idea come from? And then if you want to just kind of roll into basically what it is in case they haven't, you know, been annoyed by your ads yet. I say that correctly, right? But if they haven't really discovered you guys and you guys haven't discovered them, let them know kind of the genesis for AdWorks and what it is that you guys do.
Well, yeah, absolutely. So AdWorks is a spin out from Reverb Nation, which the original Tim Ventura touched on in the opening. So 8 years ago, I co-founded Reverb Nation with a mission to help the independent band and musician take on the business part of being in the music business. And what we ended up creating was a pretty broad set of tools and solutions for those independent artists that essentially altogether make sort of a virtual record label. And one of the solutions was an advertising solution. It was for the bands who had a great song or album or a concert coming up and wanted to get the word out digitally about that piece of content or that event. So we made this really, really fantastically simple and affordable product for them to use and began asking ourselves, how we could direct this passion for these very small businesses called musicians and bands, maybe towards some other small businesses that could use this type of assistance, and how we could connect some of the amazing sort of technological innovations in advertising and put them in the hands of the very small business instead of just the big businesses having access to them. So it was through that we sort of reimagined this product for the real estate industry, for agents and brokers in particular, and lo and behold, about a year ago, AdWorks was born.
Well, so if you don't mind, do you mind sharing that kind of funny story you shared with us in the virtual green room prior to the start of the show about somebody kind of complaining on Facebook about how well your ads are, I mean, because that is so funny, I think, and it really does, it is a testament to the quality of what you guys are doing, so go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll get to that, but this is a great segue into what it is exactly. So a real brief, very brief history of online advertising, because I think it's really relevant, is it used to be, and everybody who's listening probably knows this if they bought an online ad, it used to be that you had to start by deciding what website you wanted your ad to be on. And let's just say for a real estate agent, they wanted to go to the local newspaper and be in the home section of their website. And you'd negotiate a deal, and that's where your audience was. Well, today, it actually starts, you can start by picking your audience. And then once you find the people, the exact audience you want to target, in our case, people who are in the market for real estate right now, we can sort of relentlessly follow them wherever they go on the web, whether they're visiting Yahoo to check the stocks or ESPN, the sports, or read a story on the New York Times or go to the mommy blog and learn about, you know, how to get their kids to bed on time. Wherever it is, we've got a new advertising world that is audience-centric. And so what that allows is it allows you to focus your ad dollars on hitting the same small audience, the relevant audience, repeatedly with your ad, which is obviously repetition is the key to advertising. And so this has unlocked this whole world of brand advertising or awareness advertising online that didn't used to really be possible unless you had the kind of money to do broadcast television or radio and hit people over and over again. Now, once you whittle that population down to just the right people, you can afford to hit them over and over again a lot digitally. So the fact that we're so good at this, at finding the right targets and then repeatedly getting in front of them with these ads, we actually eat our own dog food, and we do that with AdWorks advertising, promoting our own brand to real estate agents. And so the funny story we were talking about earlier was we had a woman post on our Facebook page, an agent, and she said, basically, stop, I've had it, get off my Facebook page, get out of my life, I can't go anywhere without seeing AdWorks ads. And I, as I said in the green room, we couldn't really figure out what to do with that. We sort of tossed and turned on it, thought, how do we respond to this? But before we could, another agent in our community wrote under that comment and said, you know, that's the best compliment you could ever, the best endorsement you could ever give this product. And so that's the funny thing is, you know, repetition marketing or repetition-based marketing sort of lives on the edge of that sort of, you know, is it annoying or is it just effective?
Well, so let's walk them through, because this is how our paths crossed, basically. I mean, I went to your website. I had some coaching students asking me about it. I was checking it out, and basically what we're talking about, I don't know if the industry term is remarketing. Is that what it is in essence? Basically, remarketing, is that the correct online marketing term for what you guys do?
Yeah, more or less. I think there's two terms that mean slightly different things, but remarketing and behavioral marketing, or behavioral
right.
targeting, those are, yes, remarketing's fine.
Right. So here's my personal experience. Okay. And,
yep.
You know, I advertise, we're the largest advertisers from what I understand of the National Association of Realtors. I mean, we do a lot of marketing, but so I go to the AdWorks website and I wanted to check it out just so I can understand it more completely. And I see what they're doing is specifically a company designed around helping agents leverage the, the remarketing that the only big companies, as he said, were able to use before. So that in itself, I loved. And I know that stuff is very highly effective and very affordable. Well, so then what happens is everywhere I go, and you guys are probably going to experience this yourself because you're going to go to their website and see what they have to offer. So everywhere I go, including when I start to watch YouTube videos, like I like watch Chris Harris does these car review things out of the UK, you know. And so it starts every time with an AdWorks and those very lovely people talking about, the, you know, it's great. But, I mean, so the video, the ads for AdWorks weren't just static display ads, but they were little video ads that acted as intros to the videos I was watching on YouTube. And then I'd go to different places, and there would be an AdWorks ad. Now, those campaigns don't follow me forever. There's a limited amount of time they follow me for until I go back to the site, and then it puts a new cookie on. But in essence, on my website, on my browser, but the essence of it was is the beauty of that for you guys is if you have, obviously you all, most of you, 99% of you have your real estate website. A consumer will go, let's say, for example, a homeowner, a potential seller, will go to your website that's asking for a free CMA, and whether they, complete the form or not, and I think you can set it up so, like, if they bounce off the page and they don't actually complete the fill-in to ask for the CMA, you can then have a specific campaign follow them around on the net offering them that CMA still. So everywhere they're going to go, they're going to say, hey, are you sure you don't want this? Are you sure, here's your CMA, just fill out this form. Oh, and I think you can also set it up so that basically, it has different behavior if they did fill out the form. I mean, you can really drill down with how you integrate this into someone's existing website, correct?
Yeah, from a technology standpoint, yeah. From the AdWorks product standpoint, we don't have some of the advanced features you're talking about, but the basic feature of, listen, if anybody visits your website, whether they fill out a form or just by visiting it, we can then trigger it so that ads for your brand, an ad that you create in AdWorks follows them around wherever they go. But in terms of, we don't have that right now, we don't have the capability to do a separate trigger if they fill out a form. But yes, this technology is all out there and available. It exists. Yes.
Right. So, for example, if tell us about your best users, like the names that I'm sure you have some agents that have really ran with this idea and are killing it, you know, crushing it. So give us some examples of the stories that you like to, that you think about as far as agents that really have been able to leverage this technology.
Well, I think, so two things. So back to the things, behavioral targeting versus remarketing. So these are two slightly different things, but I want to touch on them because it's important to understand the difference. So AdWorks began by focusing on behavioral marketing. And so the difference is, imagine that you could target your ad to people who are visiting other people's websites. So I want my ad to show up to anybody who's visiting big housing portals, you know, browsing for new homes, checking out stuff, or to people who are using mortgage calculators. Or we bake in about a dozen or more different indicators, behavioral indicators. And so you set up your ad with us, and we're going to follow people around the web that are showing that type of real estate-related browsing behavior. That's behavioral targeting. Recently, as of 2 weeks ago, we launched a retargeting or remarketing capability where not only do you get to target your ads at the people that are sort of doing real estate-related browsing behavior, but we give you a line of code to put on your website so that those same ads will follow visitors to your website around as well. And that's called remarketing. So there are lots of really good stories. I think, the people that we see using it most effectively are already pretty successful marketers, to be honest. The people that use this product successfully understand things like it's not just about the ad. It's about where the ad takes you, the landing page, the website. Advertising is one medium, but, you know, should you be doing social as well? How does this play in with your offline marketing efforts like postcards and mailings and things like that? So the best use of our tool is an integrated use as a piece of the marketing puzzle. But we do go above and beyond to make this an affordable and easy to use piece of that puzzle. But alone, any of these marketing channels alone will not work as well as many of them together will work in concert. Does that make sense?
No, it does. I understand what you're saying. I know all of our most of our listeners do, and it's you're saying basically it's part of a online-offline effort to, and I'm glad you didn't use the word branding, but it's an online, offline effort to really kind of instill in that prospective client that you're the, you know, go-to agent for them. So you said two things there. I was curious. Is it possible, you said that agents can run campaigns, AdWorks campaigns, so that if consumers land on for example, you said builder websites, I suppose that might also be true for their competitors' websites, so they can have their ads then follow, you can have, did I hear you say that correctly?
No, I said portals. So, the big portal, so when somebody's visiting websites that would indicate that they're probably looking for a house right now, either to buy or sell, we buy that information from big data partners and use that to target the ads to just the right folks. So does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Okay, so I understand what you're saying. And then you do have, you said recently you guys have come out with a new product in essence that makes it so that when someone lands on an agent's actual site or a broker's site, obviously, that then the targeted ads will then follow them wherever else they decide to go to thereafter. So the style of ads, you talked about the landing page, obviously, and landing page guys, who, those of you who don't speak internet marketing geek language like we do, a landing page is nothing more than your website. So the ads themselves, I'm curious, for our advanced marketers out there, which ones pull the best? Are they the ones that are sort of direct response type ads, or are they the ones that are sort of, what works the best for getting response?
Yeah, I think it depends on, for some folks, the right prescription is just to drive awareness, and they'll see lift in their other channel, their other lead gen channels where, like, let me give you an analogy, and then I'll talk about direct response in a second, because some people do use our ads for direct response as well. But the primary use case is around sort of awareness or repetition styles of marketing. So, for example, probably a lot of your audience is like me, and they watched the World Cup this summer. And if you watch the World Cup, pretty much every ad spot, at least in my market, was taken up by Coca-Cola. Or at least every ad sequence, there was a Coke ad in it. And of course, Coke, what Coke isn't trying to do is to convince you to turn off your television, stop watching the game, get in your car, go to the grocery store and buy Coke right now. What they're trying to do is influence the decision that you're going to make the next time you find yourself naturally in the beverage aisle shopping, so that you'll choose Coke instead of Pepsi. In a lot of ways, that sort of awareness and repetition marketing, you know, the premise of it goes back 100 years, where they were able to start proving that when you see something, you know, 7 to 10 times, you begin to not only be able to recall it, but you begin to develop positive feelings towards it, and it begins to influence your decisions. So what we're, at our essence, what we're trying to do is put your name, face, and brand by way of this ad in front of the right audience over and over and over again in a short period of time when they're contemplating selling or buying a house, but before they've decided on an agent to help them. And that will show up, hopefully, in sort of the bigger picture things that you measure and your other lead generation funnels. Now, that
But let me jump in here, because you just said something I think is really important that agents understand. When they're actually in the – so unlike Coke, people buy Cokes all the time. People will go past, you know, Coke – okay, that's a product that you use, you know, in Coke's dream world, you use constantly. Real estate isn't, and so that's the reason it sounds to me like you guys have geared your product so that you're just going after the lowest hanging apples on the tree. You're going for the people, you're teaching your users to go after the people that are right now actively looking to engage an agent in a buying or selling activity. I mean, that's what I'm hearing you say. We're not talking about any sort of, you know, to combine words, a long tail type relationship. You know, we're forming relationships with folks that are in the market now. Am I hearing you correctly?
Yeah, that's it. So I'll give you some stats. So you probably have known this and have probably said this on your show, and I apologize if your audience has heard this, but the NAR says that 93% of Americans start their home search online, and that on average they're searching for 3 to 6 weeks before they contact an agent for the first time, and that 70% of the time they end up working with the very first agent that they contact. And so these are the reasons why, if you can get your name, face, and brand in front of that audience while they're in that 3 to 6 week window, while they're getting ready to make a decision, but they haven't called anyone yet, and yet when they do make that call, they're probably only going to call one person. That person's going to get the business. That's that period of time. That's when we are trying to repeatedly expose these agents to that audience over and over and over again. That's really the mission of AdWorks.
Well, so we had a guest the other day that used that exact same statistic, and I read that report, and I understand the connotation of that report, and something that you have to, you know, throw into the mix, just because this is Real Estate Coaching Radio, right, is that a lot of times those 70%, you know, those folks that are working with the first agent they meet, that first agent they meet is also the agent they knew from their center of influence and past client. So it's not like it's right, or a referral. So it's that statistic, guys, is not – listeners, it's not the purest thing, right? So at the end of the day, most people do make their buying and selling decision, who they're going to use as an agent, from you know, someone they know, or, as he just said, a referral. But what AdWorks can do is reinforce that decision. So maybe they know two agents, right? Maybe they know 10 agents, whatever. But if they're having reinforcement from ads or from marketing or from an email campaign or from whatever, then they're more likely to call you. Because what's the probability of someone only knowing one agent? I mean, nowadays, it's about zero, especially if you're in states like California, Florida, or Arizona. So go ahead. Sorry.
Tim, I just wanted to underscore that point, because this is a point we make as well. It is our belief that the average person has, you know, more than three real estate agents in their personal network at this time. And so even if I agree with you, 70%, they because it's referred or somebody they've worked with in the past. Listen, when I even look at myself, I actually have exactly three real estate agents that I'm close with. And you know what? If I think ahead right now, when I sell my house, which one am I going to choose? I'm not quite sure, but I can tell you this. If I start seeing one of their name, face, and brands and their ad all over the place in my Facebook newsfeed and on the New York Times and Yahoo, wherever I go, I would be foolish to think that that isn't going to influence me in some way when my wife looks across the table and says, honey, I think it's time that we decide which one of our friends we're going to use. I'm, you know, something's going to happen there, and I'm going to be influenced. And I'm going to say, you know, I think this person is a really good marketer. Or I think for some reason this person feels like the right person. Their business, I think, is growing. Or so it creates, it's not only awareness, the repetition creates confidence in that real estate agent that they're out there, that their business is growing, that they're good marketers, all these things. And let's face it, when I'm picking between three agents, I'm going to pick the one I have the most confidence in.
Well, and Jed, I have to give you kudos for being honest about that, because a lot of times we'll have people on the radio show that try to sell their product like a silver bullet, and you're not. And I appreciate you're doing it, and listeners will know what I'm talking about. I appreciate the fact that you're doing it with integrity, because you are, you know, stating the fact that this is something that reinforces relationships. But with that said, this could be the thing that got somebody who didn't have another relationship with a realtor to reach out. I mean, there are plenty of people out there that don't have existing relationships, so they don't have three friends like you do who are, happen to have real estate licenses that are all competent. You know, this by itself, and I'm sure it happens, you know, it's not a major percent, but there are some folks that will just pop on your website, have your ads start following them, and sure enough, they'll do a transaction with you. So it could work both ways, but selling anything as a silver bullet is disingenuous at best and dishonest in more cases than not. And I like the fact that you are, you know, being honest and telling them this is something that reinforces the other stuff that they do online and offline. So that's I appreciate that. So the AdWorks ads, though, just so that these guys understand, what are there? Are they limited to specific networks, like, you know, will they just show up on certain websites? Will they just show up on YouTube? Like I keep on seeing your guys' ads on YouTube.
Right.
Where, I mean, are there, so where will these ads appear?
That's a great question. Yeah. So, and we get this question a lot. So these are display ads. And so they're not, we don't deal yet with video ads or anything like that. They're static display ads. They're tastefully created. If you come to adworks.com and type in your name, on the brand yourself side, you'll see, you can see in three screens what your ad will look like, and then you can edit it from that and change the colors or change your photo and all that. And what we have is access to 95% of the ad inventory on the web. So we work with multiple exchanges and basically can put the ad anywhere. And again, the idea is to abandon this concept of I want to be on a specific site or not, and start embracing the concept of, once you've identified somebody who is about to buy or sell a house, you want to go wherever they go. And I mean, with the exception of obviously, like, you know, porn and gambling and sites you would never want your brand on, which we wouldn't do to you. But basically, if their interest is lacrosse and they go read a lacrosse blog, what better place to be than on the lacrosse blog? They might even think, wow, this agent is into lacrosse. Maybe they're a good fit for me. Or if they go read, you know, so you want to be that mirror image. You want to mirror the client and go where they go. And that's exactly what we do. And there's virtually no website that we can't get your ad on.
So one of the things I didn't understand that you're helping me understand is you guys are offering two different real things. The traditional remarketing stuff, which is, I thought, what you guys were primarily doing. But you're saying that someone doesn't necessarily have to land on a potential seller in an agent's market, doesn't necessarily have to land on a landing page controlled by the agent for them still to get the benefits of what you guys are offering. Did I hear you say that correctly? Or did I hear you correctly?
That's 100% correct. So this
right.
is that difference between the behavioral targeting. Think of it like this. The behavioral targeting is showing your ads to people who have visited other people's websites, real estate related websites. The retargeting is showing ads to people that visited your website recently.
Okay, see, I didn't understand. We do both. That's critical. That is really critical. So that, yeah. I mean, I really appreciate that. That's something I didn't know you guys did. So listeners, that is, I mean, walking through the scenario of the builder's website, if you think about it, if someone's thinking about buying a home, I'm starting to step into the direct marketing versus what type of ads you guys are running. So what are the ads that are working best?
Yeah. So the ads that work best are ads that are attractive. You guys know this from, think about the offline best practices. You know what? You're building your content, you're building your face and name, you're building your phone number, you have the support of the firm that you work for and their brand. And so, you know, a good ad has all of these elements in it. It has, it's attractive, it has a call to action, it's not cluttered. It might be bold or colorful. It, for a lot of real estate agents that like to show their face and have a headshot, I know that some people think that's cheesy, and I get that because I'm a marketer. At the same time, you're selling yourself, and you're selling trust. And in a lot of ways, when we talk about confidence as being why you get chosen, the analogy I like to use is that people are about to do the biggest transaction of their life, and they're scared. And while they can get all the information from the internet that they need about this house or that mortgage rate, what they need is confidence that someone can lead them through this daunting process about which they know very little, but know that if they make a mistake, it could be very costly. We think of it a lot like a real estate agent is like a Sherpa. When I want to climb Mount Everest and I've got 10 Sherpas to choose from, I want to know which one's been there and done that. I want to know which one's got a good safety record. I want to know which one brings the most oxygen. I want to know which one speaks English. I want to know. And so how you know, the ad needs to sort of embody this. It needs to create confidence. It needs to look professional. It needs to be uncluttered. And then ultimately, whether or not it has a solid call to action, like I'll give you a free appraisal on your house, or I'm the expert in your neighborhood. I think, you know, the first one's a call to action. Call me and I'll give you something. The second one is a claim. I'm an expert in your neighborhood. I think, you know, I'm not sure that matters as much, because I think this, what you're really trying to do is become memorable and be something that gets recalled when they think about who they want to lead them up the mountain.
So sellers or buyers, where are you guys finding you're able to generate the most, which side of the equation with your remarketing?
Yeah, both. I think both, and we haven't been able to really measure with any accuracy sort of which one the agents are seeing more results with or feeling like they're getting more results, because in a lot of cases, you know, with obviously one category of exception being first-time home buyers, in a lot of cases, you know, if someone's buying a house, they're probably selling a house. And so it's hard for us, but we are, again, remember, we're targeting people that are browsing and doing real estate-related behavior. And so it qualifies for both buyer and seller.
Right.
And certainly, certainly buyers and sellers are visiting, you know, for the retargeting piece, certainly both buyers and sellers are visiting agent websites as well.
So let's talk about cost. Let's give the listeners an idea of what your typical user spends, how much just let them know about how the product actually works.
Yeah. So the way our product works is we have a monthly amount per spot that you buy in a zip code. So let me back up a second. Our world is broken into zip codes, much like your world is broken into zip codes. And within each zip code, we offer 5 spots to advertise to people who are in the market for real estate who live in that zip code. Each spot gets you 10,000 ad impressions or ad views per month that will be shown across the web following around the people that are in the market for real estate in that zip code. And just to give you some numbers, the average zip code in the U.S. has about 10,000 people in it. And what we're seeing is that on average, on any given day, there are 300 to 600 of those 10,000 that are showing real estate related behavior that suggests they're in the market, that are browsing the right sites or using mortgage calculators, et cetera. So we take that 10,000, whittle it down to 300 or 600, and then we have 5 spots, each worth 10,000 impressions, and you can buy one spot or all 5 if you don't want any other agents in your zip code. And each spot has a monthly price on it, and it averages $50 per month per spot. So for $50 a month, you can get 10,000 impressions of your ad in front of highly targeted people in that zip code who are in the market for real estate. And if you buy all the spots, that is 50,000 impressions per month to that group. The product is billed either quarterly or annually. So you pay up front for, it's like all internet advertising, you pay up front, because we pay up front to our suppliers. And you prepay for a quarter at a time, 90 days, or a year. If you prepay for a year, you get a 20% discount on the monthly rate.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, I understand what you're saying. Basically, since we're talking about, you know, selling ads, you're talking about limited inventory. You're just trying to basically make it so that, you know, more than one person, you're trying not to limit the opportunity to service more than one client who has some sort of, you know, geographic area or, you know, virtual geographic area locked up. That makes perfect sense. Who is your best user? Who would be the agent out there who this is perfect for? Because I don't know about you, but I get, you know, folks that want to have us coach them, and they're just not ready. You know, you can hear it when the questions they ask, you can, you know, they're just new in the business. They don't have the commitment that they need to have in order to basically, you know, to spend money with us. I mean, some people just aren't ready. So who's your perfect customer?
Yeah, so I think I'll give you the attributes of a good customer. First of all, they're not, this isn't their last $50, right? Like I said before, AdWorks should be a part of an integrated marketing plan. We've had some people come in and say, I've tried everything. I spend a little money here, a little money there, and I'm expecting to sell out, to get, you know, to win a listing immediately, and I'm expecting results by tomorrow morning, and here's my last $50. Please, please, please find me a house to sell. That's not really what advertising's purpose is necessarily. You should be looking more at straight lead gen stuff, although I wouldn't recommend, you know, I think if, you know, you get what I'm saying. I think it's got to be someone who's got a more sophisticated view of marketing. It should be someone who's got a good website to take people to. So the biggest mistake you can make is to throw good money after bad, right? So you spend this money to bring everybody to the front door of your home, which is your website, and then you open the door and it's just a big hole in the ground and there's nothing there. So a great website or landing page is something that is not cluttered, looks very professional, loads quickly, has multiple and easy ways to make contact with the agent or ask questions, provides really relevant local information self-serve so that I don't necessarily, if I'm not ready to contact the agent, I can still find out about the schools in the area or get some answers to my questions about their listing. You know, and it's just, it gives off that confidence. This is an agent who knows what they're doing, right? So great website, not a beginner when it comes to marketing, markets with other channels, thinks of this as an integrated piece, has good content, so has a good photo of themselves, has a good logo, can make a sharp-looking ad, and has a bigger, longer view of their business. You know, somebody who's playing the long game instead of the short game. Those are the attributes of people that are successful with our product, that stay with our product, and that get tremendous value out of our product.
So you're looking for a more technologically sophisticated agent, or an agent that's basically hired some folks that are technologically sophisticated to integrate this. This is certainly not a standalone, because you know, most agents don't have very captivating websites. Most agents don't have interactive websites. Most agents don't have, you know. So yeah, that's all something that, again, listeners, some of you guys, we interview folks like Jed, and you guys get frustrated because you're saying, "Oh, Tim, I really like this product, but you know, it's either not in my budget, or I know I'm not quite ready for it." Well, that's okay. You have something to work towards. Write that down as your 12 or 24 month business plan. And the cool thing is about, you know, what Jed's discussing is our listeners, Jed, they, or especially our coaching students, Julie and I always use the analogy of a bicycle wheel. So, you know, if you visualize an old school bicycle wheel that has multiple spokes, and, you know, more spokes you have, the stronger the wheel. And what the mistake that most agents make, the fallacy in our industry really, is that you can have one or two spokes. You know, over-the-phone prospecting, centers of influence, and past clients are typically the only spokes that agents have. And depending on what your expectations are for your business, yeah, one or two spoke wheel might do it. But here's the problem. If you're rolling, you know, just as the bicycle wheel, if you're rolling down the street and you hit a little pebble in the road, that bicycle wheel doesn't have enough structural integrity, and chances are it's going to crumble. So if you look at the top producing agents in the country, not just someone who has a great year but has a great career, you're going to see that they have multiple very strong spokes, and I can see this being a spoke that you'd add on as your maybe fourth or fifth or even sixth spoke. This is something that reinforces the other spoke. It's certainly not your first spoke. Do you agree with that assessment, Jed?
Yeah, I mean, I'll put it very bluntly. If you don't have a website, you shouldn't be using our product. I mean, I don't know where you would send these people. So yeah, I think it is. I like your spoke analogy a lot. I think that, you know, another way to put it at a very high level that I think is going to be pretty obvious to everybody is the real estate agents that are successful are making investments in their businesses for the long term. So if you are not someone who has made a long-term investment yet, or you are unable to make start making long-term investments like having a great website, or investing in, you know, the quality of your you know, business cards or something, for example, your yard signs, you know, then you're probably not ready to layer in some of these spokes. But I would encourage you, and I'm sure Tim, you guys say this a lot, but like any business, real estate, being successful in real estate requires investing in your business. You have to find a way to make that happen if you want long-term success.
Right. I agree completely. Well, Jed, I have actually learned a lot from our interview today, and for that I really thank you sincerely. I mean, I didn't realize that the marketing had evolved into what it is now, so that's very fascinating. And thank you for making this technology available to agents. That's fantastic. So, listeners, we're going to include a link to AdWorks on the description of the website like we do always. I know a majority of you guys – take us along on your morning runs and in your car, and you listen to us over your iPhones and whatnot. So click the link, it'll work, and hop on over to AdWorks. Now, I'm going to warn you, you will have AdWorks ads. You will have AdWorks ads chasing you down everywhere you go on the internet, but that's okay. That's proof of concept as far as what Jed's concerned as far as his company. So, Jed, thank you for very much for being my co-host today. Anything else you'd like to say or any questions I should have asked that I didn't?
No, I think you cover a lot. I think it's funny that you got to, yeah, we call that a product demo when you get followed around by our ads. No, I really appreciate being here, and I appreciate you recognizing and us being aligned on this idea that you know, nothing is a silver bullet. Running a successful business takes a lot of work, and it takes, you know, marketing well is a sophisticated thing to do that requires a lot of thought. And so thank you again for having us. It's been a pleasure to be here, and someday maybe I'll be back and we can talk again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate your integrity about being direct with listeners and agents and not trying to be just another person that's trying to sell a silver bullet. And I'm sure you guys will be successful long-term because of that philosophy. So listeners, listen, share this replay with as many other agents as you can. And if you are ready to add the spoke to your wheel that what AdWorks does, then do it. I mean, it's a great, concept. I've certainly seen it in action. And we've done remarketing ourselves for our own company, and I can tell you it works. So consider this if you're ready for it. In the meantime, all of you, as always, have a very Merry Christmas and happy holiday season, and we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.